The following program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local grassroots, nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for seniors and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So, welcome to Voice of the People on this beautiful, hot night. I'd like to say hello to our crew here tonight. Style, the number one producer with Salem Communications. How are you doing tonight, Style?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
And Beth Blackmar, our media communications director. How are you doing, Beth?
I got promoted.
Yeah, well, you don't get
a
raise.
Now.
You don't get a raise, you get a promotion.
That's great.
Okay, so before we start, in the theme of Mike Fodor, who does Understanding the Times tomorrow night from 8 to 9 o'clock, I want to start out with a joke. We're getting away from the old school hippie jokes tonight. We're going to do an old school political joke. So,
oh great!
Let me pull this up here. Okay. All right. So, 2 years ago, my brother-in-law, no names mentioned, ran for the Ohio State Legislature in Columbus.
Oh, yeah? What does he do now, Keith?
Nothing. He got elected. Oh, I got a million of them. Goulardi, I love it. Oh, my God. Okay, well, enough of that. So I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing that. Okay, so without further ado, as we have been the last few weeks highlighting our super circulators, not that every circulator isn't super, but we have one of our wonderful ladies calling in from Cambridge, Ohio. Beth, who do we have tonight? Oh, she just
put a tic-tac in
her mouth.
We got Brenda Pontius.
Brenda.
She's a super circulator and she runs a crew. She's another one of these people. It's like organized crime out there. They run these crews and it's fantastic.
Brenda, how are you? Brenda?
Doing.
Brenda?
Hello.
Brenda?
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, are you
how
there?
How are you?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Good.
Yes.
You're good.
Can you hear me?
Well, yes, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Well, welcome to the show. Do you have Georgina with you tonight?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
With a family activity tonight. Couldn't make it.
But well, that's
we
okay.
We get along great. We've done a lot of running around here, but we have a whole crew. It's not just the two of us.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Cambridge Mafia down there.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. I like it.
Hitting up a lot of different the festivals going on. We had a Hill Folk Festival over the weekend that Georgina and I was at, along with Rick Holt. He's very active in his group. Al Warren's been at numerous activities. And it just keeps going. It's just, I mean, there's tons. I get out daily. I see people that want one of the petitions so they can take it out and get it signed.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's going really good. It's not just a one-person show here. There's a lot of people down here.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful.
That's fantastic. Well,
you're doing a fabulous job, doesn't it, Brenda? You really are. And you have from the beginning. We first all met in Zanesville, remember?
Yes, I do. It was a great night that night.
Way back. And you guys jumped on board that night. And it's just been, I mean, seriously, you guys have been just doing an incredible job down in. And you're not just in Cambridge. I mean, you're hitting, I see potential from all over the place, right?
Well, we were just filling out paperwork the other day and getting ready to send in for this week, and we had 15 counties.
Oh, wow. My Lord. Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, when you go to a bike show and Rib Fest, you don't just see people from Guernsey County. You see people from all over. And we take our clipboards and our papers, and we'll take anybody.
That's fantastic.
You know, I saw you guys at that Bike and Rib Fest. That was so cool. You know, we were down there doing a petition signing at the
Eagles
at the Eagles Lodge
the
at
Eagles.
Day. And you were stealing stealing all our signers.
Sure
that
was
day.
Stealing all the signers, dragging all the business all downtown.
Yes, but that same day we had Rick Holt and Al Warren at the Jurassic event, and they got a lot of signatures. And then that night we were scheduled to be at the Guernsey County Tractor Pull, but it ended up getting canceled.
Oh, wow. Did it really?
It did. We had big rainstorms coming through, and they canceled the whole event.
Boy, you guys got as much energy as Donald Trump. I mean, you just keep going and going and going all day and all night. I would never be able to keep up with you.
We're having a lot of fun.
Now, Rick Holt, was he the fellow that I saw at your booth that day when I took a picture of you guys?
I don't believe so.
No.
Because was at the other event already that day.
Okay. I gotcha. So what do you guys have coming up in the near future? What recommendations do you have for other people around the state to?
Hey, you know, I have a question real quick before she gets to that. You know, Brenda, when people are out doing this, when they're out, there's a lot of people that they don't really know how to approach people. They're unsure of themselves. Do you have any kind of advice for what you're doing and what you're saying and that kind of thing?
Good question.
You know, we've been advertising on Facebook for the most part that we're going to be places.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we actually have people just coming up to us. But I guess Georgina Carson, if you don't know her, she's a very outgoing young lady.
Yes.
I've talked to her.
I've been a real estate broker. Yes, I've been a real estate broker. So we have no problem going out and grabbing people and talking to them.
Yeah. We're kind of looking for that secret sauce.
You know, at this point, if you just say, hey, I have a petition to get rid of property taxes, most people say, oh, I've heard of that. How's that going? Good luck. You know, we can't wait. You know, yeah, we'll sign it.
Yeah.
What feedback do you get? I mean, what is the number one question that they ask you when you ask them to sign your
probably
petition?
The number one thing is, how are they going to cover this in other ways? And we talk about there are already ways in the Ohio Revised Code.
Right on.
Good.
Schools is a big issue, and we talk about the state lawsuit from 97. Matter of fact, I talked to State Representative Adam Holmes last night. He actually called me and asked questions about what's going on.
Really?
And he said he's into this and he's interested in it. And once this, he said, he's saying that they're wanting to just get this passed and be done with property taxes because there's so much push for this now.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
Yeah.
Is he a newbie or has he been in the legislature for a while?
He's been in, this is at least his second term.
Okay. Adam Holmes. Interesting. Okay.
He's from Muskingum County.
Okay.
He is the western side of Guernsey County from 77 West.
Gotcha.
And Guernsey County is split. So we have a representative from 77 East and 77 West, which makes it kind of hard to get a lot of representation.
Yeah. Interesting. Who's the one on the other west side of 77?
We did have Don Jones, and he just left to join the agricultural department. Okay. And we now have, I think the gentleman's name is
Ty Moore. Not to be confused with Ty Less. Oh, God, I got to meet him.
Here we go.
So while we had a real estate broker call from Columbus a couple of weeks ago. So I want to give you the opportunity to promo your business while you're down there. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
So, and of course, my wife's a realtor. And so, I have a soft spot in my heart for realtors. So anyway, I guess if you're buying or selling a home in Central Ohio, call Cambridge Realty, right?
Well, we're mostly southeastern Ohio, but we also have, I have an auctioneer that works for me. So we do taking old houses that you've maybe inherited, and we will clean them out for you, auction off the content, and sell the house either on
the whole thing, start to finish?
Start to finish. So that seems to be a big hit.
And what is the name of your company, Brenda?
Cambridge Realty.
Cambridge Realty. Do you want to give out a number?
740-680-6733.
Do it one more time.
That's my personal cell phone number, so you can call me.
Oh, wow. Do it one more time.
740-680-6733. And it's Brenda Pontius, Cambridge Realty and Investments.
That's fantastic. Beautiful. So you do that from start to finish. That's great.
So it was an interesting conversation when we first met you guys in Zanesville, and Georgina Carson, we met her, and she was telling me a story that she actually got involved in this movement because her father was against property taxes like 40 years ago.
Smart man.
Right.
I mean, it's a great story. Do you know that story? Do you want to tell that real quick or no?
I don't know it well enough to tell it.
Okay. Well, the gist of it was, it really impressed me, that I thought was so cool, was that she said that after he passed, she found all these old newspaper articles that he had collected over the years talking about property tax. And she remembers him talking to her as a young girl, telling her, you know, how bad property tax was, that, you know, the basis, living in America is home ownership. And she said she kind of got the spirit of this whole movement from her dad. And she was doing this in honor of her father, George.
Aww, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's how she got named Georgina. Her father's name was Dad. So great story. And, so I asked her, which I would have loved to, if she could ever send me those articles, I'd love to copy them and read them.
We're going to have her on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we'd like to have her back. So, all right. What else do you want to tell us while you're down there, Georgina? Anything? Or Georgina?
Brenda.
What's wrong with you? It's early Alzheimer's.
We're tired. That's what's wrong. We're tired.
We have to just keep this movement going. People are so excited. And they were really, a lot of people were really disappointed in Governor DeWine that he would turn down any kind of tax relief help.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that might be good for us because now we're going full throttle. I mean, people are ready and they've had it.
Well, they have had it. It's like everybody is at a boil right now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I
think you're right. I mean, I was actually, I thought it was a blessing that DeWine did what he did, because it just got people like even madder than they were before.
It really did, didn't it?
Yeah. So it was kind of like, you know, a gift from DeWine. And again, what's going to be interesting is to see what the legislatures do on the 21st when they go back to supposedly override this thing. And did your state rep talk to you about that at all? This override thing they're going to do in next week?
He did not get into that with me. We talked about a lot of things, but we did not. He said he's just fed up with this, and we got to do something.
Well, good. Yeah,
because you know, even if we changed property tax to a cost of living increase tax instead of 30%, he said this is. He said his went up 35% this year, so he says I understand.
Good.
It's just everybody's paying property tax. I mean, if you don't get it, you never will. I mean, you know, if you don't understand the problem, you're not gonna.
Right.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, so I'm going to keep a close eye on this on the 21st. So the interesting part of it, there was actually four property tax reform bills in the budget, and Governor DeWine line item vetoed all four. But interestingly enough, the state reps only want to override three of those.
Interesting.
And the fourth was really probably the most influential, or would really be the most dramatic for schools, which was the if a school district was carrying over 40% or more of their tax, they would have to basically give it back. And that was the fourth that they don't even want to talk about that one now. So I talked to a couple of state reps since then. They're like, well, you know, we're going to try to override those three, but we don't have the votes for the fourth. And it's like, really? So it just goes to show the lack of, you know, spine that these guys have. But anyway, keep an eye on that next week, because they're going to come back. And then I saw the old House, speaker Stevens, who's now in the Senate, that was on the news saying that he didn't think the state Senate had the will to override any of them. So
I hope that at this point, I don't really care if they do or not, because I don't think that they go far enough.
Oh, no. Oh, they don't. And honestly, I hope they don't, because it's just going to show where their heart really is on this thing. And no, the three and even the four that were in there really meant nothing to us. There was no automatic relief.
Here's the thing. You know, the things that are in there, first of all, they won't be really meaningful for us, like
right.
you said.
Right.
And this should have been done 20 years ago.
Right,
now,
exactly.
If it had been done 20 years ago, it would have made a difference for
right,
everybody.
Right, exactly.
But it's not going to make a difference for anybody.
No.
And they can't touch the third rail, which is the schools. And I don't blame them. It's like, right. you know, we want to take care of our schools, but, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just not going to make much
of a
difference.
So it's going to be interesting. And again, it's good for our movement when people talk about that. We just say, hey, we don't care what they try to do or promise to do. We're going full bore on this thing. And we just have to eliminate it totally and have them start all over again. So,
because literally those would just be Band-Aids. They were not going to solve
right.
anything.
Exactly.
Right.
Band-Aids. That's a good word for it. Yep. And, of course, we have 41,000 people up here in Cuyahoga County that are delinquent on their taxes. But that's a whole other discussion. So, anyway, again, I want to thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Do you have anything you want to tell the folks in Radio Land about anything coming up this weekend? Or
I do not. We will be at the Arts and Crafts Festival in Cambridge in August. We're looking at being the Deerassi Classic, if they know what that is. And we're still working on some other events around the area.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, you know, get in touch with me so I can put it on the list. Whatever you're working
on. We got to work on getting it verified, you know, before I send it to you and make sure we do get a table at each one of them.
All right. Fantastic.
Thanks so much, Brenda. And,
Thank you, Brenda.
Keep the troops motivated down there.
All right, we will.
You know, we need them to keep going strong, okay?
I will, and you guys keep it up. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
So
and remember,
Cambridge
Realty. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was nice. She's great. Her and Georgina run a great team. And so we are a live call-in talk show. If you guys want to call in now, the numbers are 216-901-0933, 216-901-0933, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. All right. What else you got, Beth? I know we got a bunch of topics you wanted to cover today. What else we want to cover?
Well, the one thing I did want to cover was there's a lot of second half property tax deadlines
yes,
coming up.
Correct.
So everybody's having to turn in their final bill by X date. Like, for example, today was Auglaize County, Champaign, Marion, and Morgan and Portage. Okay, and we had people at some of those counties. Tomorrow is Ashtabula, Clark, Erie, Holmes, Lake, Paulding, and Union.
Okay.
On the 17th is Cuyahoga, Fairfield, and Ottawa. So for any circulators that are out there, this is a great time to get out there and get some signatures at the courthouse or at the county building, wherever you pay your bill.
Because you had a guy call you that was in Lake County this morning, right?
Yep,
and he said he was running out of petitions.
He ran
it was so busy.
Out.
Yeah.
He ran clean out.
That's a great, I mean, that is a great, this is a great place to get signatures from fired off up people that are walking in there to pay their taxes on the last day. Yeah. Great, great idea.
They were lining up.
Yeah,
lining
and whatever
up.
County you live in, just go online and Google where, you know, your county courthouse. And you can go down there for a couple hours, take petitions. And if you need some, if you're a newbie for us, call Beth. She'll
yes.
email. What's
hey,
your
you know
what's
what?
Your office number? And she does
yeah,
have office hours.
Yeah, give us a call. Don't start. Don't start with me. 216-452-2961. Call that number, leave a message. 216-452-2961. You can get a hold of us, we can get you set up with petitions and get you all set.
Yeah, we can still get your petitions emailed to you. You can get out there to your county administration
yeah.
building on tax day. And
you just print it and go.
Right.
Print it and go.
Take a couple signs, just handwrite some signs about, you know, the state stealing your money or whatever you
want to
do
to
inflame them, and go down there and get some signatures. That's a great idea. Yep. We need more circulators. We have over 1,000. We have petitions from the bunker. They sent us a text the other week. We have petitions, signatures from 81 counties right now.
That's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
That is amazing.
81 counties have submitted signatures. So thank you. I mean, I know we have, I think we have circulators in every county, 88. But we've already received from 81. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. So thank you.
We got about 74 counties.
74?
Yeah,
okay.
74
so thank you so much. And like Brenda said, when we go to these events, we get people coming from all over the place. So we do, before I run out of time, I just want to promo yours truly, Keith Davey, in case you ever want to meet him in person.
I'm sure
you will. I will be at the Hinckley Bicentennial Saturday. Hinckley Bicentennial, that's Hinckley, Ohio, close to Brunswick. And I want all those Brunswick people I went to high school with to come down there and sign this petition, Brunswick Blue Devils. It is at 1410 Ridge Road in beautiful Buzzard Land, Hinckley, Ohio. The show runs 11 to 9. I ain't going to be there that late, so you better get me early. Probably I'll be there like 11 to 6, but Hinckley Bicentennial. And then we do have Brian Massey and those kids from Lake County are going to be at the Painesville Party in the Park this weekend. And I don't remember the date. You go on our website. They'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, actually, I think. So we've got some, those are things we're doing locally. But come and see me. I get lonely. This is going to be a great, this bicentennial is, seriously, the Hinckley Bicentennial, my daughter and son-in-law have done, my grandson. It's old school, you know, Hinckley. They got bands.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
They got bands. They got food trucks. Come on down. It's right by the intersection of Ridge Road and 303 in the center of Hinckley. So come on down. I'll buy you a donut. Okay, what else? We only got a couple minutes.
I was so engrossed in your story.
I have more stories.
I
have more stories.
Tear myself away to think about what to talk about next.
So the one thing that did come up this week that has been all over the place is here in Cuyahoga County, which I'm sure we're not the only ones. It was in the local news. We have 41,000 homeowners behind on their second half property tax.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
it's
a crime,
terrible.
Folks. And
no, that's first half. That's first half. We haven't even gotten to the second half.
You're right.
It's going to get worse,
right.
Much worse. That's 7.3% of Cuyahoga County that can't pay their taxes.
No, it's terrible. It is a crime. And I'm going to pull up. I got this from one of our people today. Let me see if I can find this.
41,000.
We're running out of time. So Joe O'Reilly, who is actually a house appraiser that does a lot of these things, one of his customers sent this to him. I'm going to read this real quick. So they got this from Cuyahoga County.
Mm-hmm.
Your complaint is in the system. At this time, your complaint has not yet been reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
The board received over 10,000 complaints this year. The Board of Revision is currently scheduling and hearing complaints while giving priority to those that filed first. Your three complaints, I guess they have some rental property, were filed at the very end of March, which means these cases will likely be scheduled at the end of the line. The board is currently scheduled out to the month of October 2025. At this time, only a few dozen cases can be reviewed per day. It is possible, based on the number of complaints received this tax year, that you could hear back as early as 6 months or as late as a year and a half from the time
Holy
you file.
Holy mackerel.
Year
I'm not
and a half.
Surprised. I'm not
Unfortunately,
surprised.
Unfortunately, there is no specific time frame that can be provided. You will not be contacted until you're scheduled for hearing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, but here's the final paragraph. This tells the whole story. Until the Board of Revision makes a favorable decision, reduction in value in your case, your tax liability remain the same and be due fully by the designated due date to avoid interest and penalties. Thank you, Cuyahoga County Board of Revision.
Why hurry? Why hurry when you're getting money?
Send us your money or we're going to fine you. I mean, this well, is, and it. I'm sure we're not anyway. Yeah. It's a crime. The state legislature, they're thieves and robbers. So anyway, okay. ReformPropertyTax.com, ReformPropertyTax.com. Thank you, John Couchburner, if you're listening to us tonight, for all your help on the radio and Dimitri. So anyway, that's it. What else you got? Anything?
That's
any final
it.
Words?
That's it. Okay. Give us a call at 216-452-2961.
Get out and sign those petitions. Keep the fires burning. Thank you. We love you. God bless.